good, everybody? It's your girl, Edith Yolanda.
And Ashley C.
Yay! So thanks for tuning in to the Dame Truth again. Listen, guys, I just want to say thank you for everybody who was shouting us out and actually just really loving on the show. Actually, they digging us.
I like it.
You know what I'm saying?
I love it, and I love them.
Makes me feel like we're some type of a big deal. Like we're, we're actually really, really special, Ashley. I think so.
I appreciate them.
Yeah, so thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you guys for actually sharing the podcast and telling your friends, your girlfriends, your boyfriends, and all of them in between to tune into the Dame Truth. So listen, so much has been going on. It's Labor Day weekend. This is officially the end of summer.
Supposedly. Supposedly. But I can't tell.
Girl, you can't wear white. My mama said you can't wear no more white.
Please.
After Labor Day, you can't wear no more white.
I wear what I want.
I was like, who made that rule, mother? Right. It's stupid. My mother was like, well, you know, I've always worn my winter white. I'm like, oh.
But yeah, people do wear, like, once, like, December comes around, you do see people back in their white shoes.
Shit, if I get me a white fur, I'm pimping out all these hoes. I'm letting y'all know right now, it's going to be like, Merry Christmas, ho, ho, ho. I'm going to be a pimp.
Ho, ho.
I will be, ooh, girl, a white fur.
Yeah, a real one.
A real one. Well, Ashley, no.
Forget all them people who
Ashley, you
killing animals. I don't care.
Ashley, you can do faux fur.
No.
Why not?
I want what I want. And if I want a real fur, that's what
I'm gonna how many chinchillas had to die for your fur coat?
And how many chickens had to die for labor?
Wait a minute.
When these folks out here grilling and barbecuing, I don't care.
Ain't nobody talking about these damn chickens.
Chickens don't care. Chickens don't matter.
Ashley.
But you chicken lives matter, okay?
You eat the chickens. You don't eat no chinchilla, bitch.
It doesn't matter.
So listen, Ashley and I earlier today, well, number one, let me tell you about a good friend. A good friend will be like, bitch, let's go out. You're feeling a little low. You're feeling a little down. We're going to stay out. So we got invited to Supreme Burger.
Yeah, that's your friend.
Shout out to Vester Romack. He's going to kill me because I said Vester. But shout out to Womack. Womack is doing a damn thing. He is kind of taking over the block, the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And he is delivering good food in the hood.
Yeah, yeah.
See, this is the thing. Okay, so I've been, like, for my birthday, everybody was like, you know how you kind of, like, bypass people who are like, oh, I'm donating this for my birthday. Right, why don't you do the charitable? So this past year, I was like, you know what? I want to support Black-owned businesses.
Yeah.
So all the way up
from... You started in May, right? You started that in May.
May 1st.
Uh-huh.
All the way up to my birthday, I have been buying Black.
Which is
going to Black restaurants, going to Black hair supplies, going to the Black person to get my nails done. I just felt like it was a great way to, like, showcase people, you know, who were doing the damn thing in our community.
Right.
And Womack was one of those. So I say this, go to Supreme Burger, try out Woe's Shrimp Burger.
The shrimp burger is so good.
It had a little kick to it.
Yeah. If you can't handle spicy, well, it really wasn't even spicy.
It wasn't spicy. It just had a little kick.
But next time I think I'm going to get mine without the cheese.
No cheese.
I'm not really a cheese person.
And I'm going to tell them I want mine with like a wheat bun.
A wheat bun would be good. But it has like avocado, fresh spinach,
and tomatoes.
So good.
It was good. So make sure that you eat supremely. Go to Supreme Burger right there off of Glenwood on Columbia Road. Support. You know what gets to me? What gets to me is how we don't want to go back to the hood. We don't want to go back to the predominantly Black neighborhoods. But then we get fucking offended when white people go
take
in
over.
There.
Right.
White people see something in our trash.
They see... Hello, one
you
person
know what I'm saying?
Trash is another person. Treasure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's one of those
they
situations.
See us as Black gold. They kick us out of our neighborhoods that once we make it out of the hood, we don't want to, you know, go back. And I think you don't have to stay in the hood, and you don't have to keep a hood mentality. But I feel like if you can go ahead and if Womack takes one corner and I take another corner and somebody else takes another corner, we can make a big difference in our communities.
And have our neighborhoods back.
Absolutely. So again, go eat Supreme Burger. The Whoa Shrimp Burger was the bomb. All right, guys, we're going to take a brief break. And when we get back into it, we got word on the street. Mm-hmm. You know, some things have been going on this weekend. We're going to dive into it. So let's get into it on Word in the Street. We'll be right back after this break. All right, Ashley. So now it's time for Word on the Street, girl. Okay, so I don't know if you are aware of this, but this was Luda Day weekend.
Yeah, he's been doing this for a while.
A while. Mm-hmm. And that's I know that summer is officially over when they have Luda Day weekend.
Right, right. Actually, I'm normally out of town on Labor Day weekend.
Yeah,
so.
My traveling bitch. So I think next year I'm going to try to go, though. I think he has like a little charity that he does.
Okay.
And then, but you know, he brings out the celebrities. The one person that I saw at Luda Day weekend, I think she's a beautiful young lady. I think she's gorgeous. I think she has a heart of gold. But Megan Good's eyebrows must go.
I love her.
Oh my God. Like, I just want her to allow me to touch her face.
She's she's like a friend in my head. Kinda.
She is. She looks like she's a down girl, quiet,
she's sweet. She's
loving.
She's sweet. Right.
She has a wonderful husband that prays for her live on Instagram.
She constantly is defending her relationship.
I think she's defending her relationship with God because people feel like they always have like what a first lady should look like.
Right.
Which, let me just dive into this real quick.
Okay.
I was thinking about it because, you know, our friend Remy has Geechee Boy Crabs, and I was really wanting to do like an event with him, right? Mm-hmm. Where he would be the caterer or whatever. And, you know, I come up with these, I feel like they're amazing ideas, right?
Okay.
I mean, my ideas are kind of like out there and sometimes over the top, but they're nothing shy of amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I asked my mom, I was like, Mom, when you have communion, does it always have to be in a church? My mom was like, no, communion, you can serve yourself communion as long as you do it in the remembrance of God, right?
Oh, nice.
And I said, okay, I just wanted to know, you know, fully what communion was because I really wanted to have like a Sunday service.
Okay.
Not at church.
Right.
But I wanted to call it communion where everybody comes together like a brunch where we eat, we break bread, we have wine, mimosas, whatever. And we kind of flip like gospel classics, like kind of like how Kanye does Sunday service, where he gives you like a soulful, like a soul stirring type of service. It's not church,
right?
But we're doing it in remembrance of God, like a soulful Sunday.
Okay.
So the reason why I wanted to do it was because I feel like people have this perception of like what it means to really like love God. And if you're not looking a certain way or carrying yourself in this holy of holiest manner, you don't love God. You're amoral. You don't have any type of moral bearings or anything. And I just feel like that's so fucking wrong.
It's so wrong.
And I also feel that that's, that's why the world is lost.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly.
It's like their judgment. It's like the Bible says, you're not supposed to judge.
Or you will be
but
judged.
But they're the first ones judging.
Absolutely.
I want to wear what I want to wear to church. That doesn't mean I love... Like, how does that mean I love God any
like,
less?
I give God my all in all. Like, you know, when it is me going into church, I give God my all. But I'm not going to go in there wearing, you know...
The outfit I had on at club.
I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that.
It's a level of respect because...
It's a level of respect.
If you go to see the Queen of England or whatever...
Right.
You automatically know you're going to be dressing a certain way.
Absolutely.
So just kind of have a little bit.
So if I'm going to see my my Lord and Savior.
Just have a little bit more respect.
Right.
Yeah.
But I feel like if I want to go and I want to wear jeans.
Come as you are. Yeah.
I want to, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like this is a way that you can actually win souls for Christ when you are real with people. Like, I know for a fact, like if I was a first lady, my church would be so down and just so real and so open and have open, candid discussions, because just because you didn't experience certain things in your household and you were sheltered, there are people who have. Mm-hmm. And if you can't conceive it, it has been achieved. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like, you know, church is so churchy. I just, I you know, whatever. But yeah, Megan Good. Good person. We went off on a tangent.
Her. Yeah, I love her.
Good, great person. I just need her to get a new a new makeup artist. And I just want it to be me.
Well, put it out there.
I'm putting it in the atmosphere. Whoever knows Megan Good, set it up.
Okay. If you can,
set it up. I mean, her forehead is always kind of shiny, and her eyebrows are always really black, and her face is always really white and ghostly. Gorgeous, like, and she's gorgeous, like a beautiful woman. Why is your makeup looking like trash? You don't know, huh? We're gonna put it out there. But in other news,
right. Get to the sad news.
Labor Day weekend, how can I put this, was a fucking bloodbath.
Yeah.
From a mass shooting in Texas. It seems like we just had a shooting in Texas like 2 weeks ago. And now we're having another mass shooting in Texas.
Yeah, 7 were killed in this shooting.
Okay, so go ahead.
I believe... a guy had just lost his job.
Okay.
Apparently, the employees at his job were already saying that he was kind of on a downward spiral.
Right.
And he just fucking lost it. He lost his job. I guess he was driving down the road, and I guess he must have been driving recklessly because he got pulled over. After he got pulled over, that's when everything began. He started shooting at the police, people who were driving by, and I think 7 people got killed. A 15-year-old who had just celebrated like their
quinceañera.
Mm-hmm. A baby got killed in
oh
the
my God.
Yeah. So 25 other people I think were injured, but 7 were killed though.
7 too many.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that happened in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And then in Chicago.
Mm-hmm. What happened there?
35. It says Chicago's bloody Labor Day weekend sees at least 35 shot and 7 of them killed.
Mm.
So we're dealing with 7 people killed in Texas.
25 injured.
7 people here in Chicago.
35
injured. It says Chicago is experiencing a violent Labor Day weekend with at least 35 people shot, 7 of them killed. 2 deadly shootings unfolded Sunday within just 20 minutes. A 15-year-old boy, another 15. It's like what is this? A conspiracy? A 15-year-old in Texas, a 15-year-old in Chicago. It's like, what the fuck?
It's our lawmakers.
Girl, like,
they have a lot to do with it, because I'm not saying nothing bad was happening when Obama was in office, but I feel like I didn't hear about
people on edge. People are on edge. Right. People are feeling like they don't have any hope. People are feeling left behind. People are feeling destitute, broken, depressed, dark. It's like Satan is running our country and everybody is running a fucking muck.
And Satan is orange, by the way.
He is an orange motherfucker named 45. I don't even want to speak his name. That's how evil I think he is. I mean, a 15-year-old boy named Devontae Jackson was shot on the same block where he lived and was pronounced dead at the scene. Do you understand that this mother has to walk on that same block to get to her house?
Every day.
The same block that her child was murdered?
Mm-hmm. Every day.
Soon afterward, an unidentified man and woman were shot at the Southside party. That man later died at the University of Chicago. Also, on Sunday, a drive-by on the southwest side killing one man and seriously wounding another. The previous day, two men were killed and three were wounded after a shooter opened fire at a group of people who were on the front porch of a home. Doctors pronounced that two of them were dead at two separate hospitals. A doubling shooting on Hobo Park killed the life of 18-year-old Angel Perez and wounded another man Saturday morning. Willie Cocker was shot and killed early Saturday morning while he was outside with a group of, like, what the fuck?
This is depressing.
And the sad thing about it is that it's niggas killing niggas.
Right.
And I just don't understand why they think that this shit is solving anything.
They're not thinking.
This shit is not solving anything. And what's really happening, I don't care what nobody says. These niggas are experiencing PTSD. They are experiencing this. They are on edge. They are soldiers in an unnamed war.
Right.
Unknown army. They are soldiers. They are experiencing all these killings and mass murders and all this, like, this is doing something to the mental of these young black people.
And I just get uneasy. Like, that's kind of why I don't really, like, focus too much on the news, because
it's horrible.
There's nothing good.
Nothing.
And
nothing.
It makes me sick to my stomach. Like,
So, I feel like this is the time that me and Ashley are going to insert this.
Okay.
You gotta go and get fucking registered.
Right, to vote. And
you gotta go out and vote. I don't care how fucking cold it is. I don't care if it's raining. Take your black ass to the polls and fucking vote.
And what's sad is a lot of people, and until they have a situation where it hits home,
it don't affect them.
A lot of them aren't gonna have this sense of urgency.
Let me tell you something. I'm human, but let me just say this. Yesterday I was at work, right? And they were talking about the shooting in Texas. Uh-huh. And I heard it. It went in one ear and went completely out the other.
Okay.
And I went on and started talking about, like, lipstick or fragrance.
Uh-huh.
And it caught me off guard. I caught myself off guard, off balance, because I was like, damn, did I really just do that?
Yeah.
But it seems like in order for us to actually cope, it's like a coping mechanism. Like, you cannot focus on all these killings and stuff, because you will ultimately be the saddest person.
Mm. Right.
It's not like I'm heartless and I'm just, like, you know, a heartless human. It was like literally like I cannot even focus on that right now, because if I do, I might break down.
Yeah. That's how I am.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And, you know, I drive myself crazy just thinking about what if my niece and nephew are in school and I don't.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And they go to a goddamn Trump dumper high school with all these white kids that got deer on their hats and Confederate flags on their trucks anyway. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And this is why it is so imperative that we go out and vote, but we also show our children that we're going out to vote, and we know what the fuck we're voting for, and what we're trying to do is change these laws so that...
Especially the gun laws.
The gun laws. You know what? And I'm going to say this. Dave Chappelle said it best. He said this. The one thing that we need to do is every last one of us needs to go out and become a registered
gun owner.
I feel like if a million niggas became registered gun holders,
mm-hmm.
that would scare the fuck out of white America.
It would.
Like, it will shake them up so much that I bet you they would change the gun laws.
They would. Because they don't want us to have access.
They don't. So. They do not. So, I feel like as soon as you guys go out and become registered voters, go and become a registered gun holder. Now, that's word on the street. We're going to hope and pray that these things change in the world, because this is a fucked up time right now where you have 15-year-olds not being able to see their 16th year, their 18th year, their 21st year. I think that is fucked up. So when you guys go and, you know, register to vote, just make sure you take your, take your kids, take your children, take your grandkids, mm-hmm. show them what you're doing and what it's about. All right. So that's enough of word on the street. God damn, that was so depressing.
Yeah.
Ugh. We need a break from that. So let's take a break. When we come back, let's dig into this Dave Chappelle sticks. Right. Girl, Juicy Smollett. Yeah.
The French guy, just Juicy Smollett.
Yeah. Okay. Juicy Smollett. Juicy Smollett. We'll be right back after this break, guys. A new Rick Ross album yet?
Oh, yeah.
There's I like it.
Yeah, I like it. There's a few songs on there that I like. I really like the one, the very last one. I think it's called Black Roses with Drake. It's really, really good.
But right now, we're listening to Money in the Grave.
Yeah, that's on Drake's album, I believe.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. But, yeah, Rick Ross's new album is pretty good.
I like it. Mm-hmm. Okay, so when Rick Ross was, like, really fat, I used to love... I don't like skinny Rick Ross. I like Rick Ross when he was juicy and black and
you
just...
You sound like my friend Rhonda.
I liked him when he, you know, like, when he had at least... Dude. Yeah, when he was at least, like, a C cup. He was a C cup.
Oh, Lord.
Like, if you were to, like, that's push them titties together, he would have had at least a C cup.
That's bigger than me, girl.
But, okay, so I want to know, like, okay, because, you know, I dealt with, like a big dude, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't do nothing with him.
He must have been too big. There is, like, a, like... It depends on
like
your body.
Like, his stomach was solid.
It depends.
And
big. It's got to be, like, a good balance. Because if they're overly big, you need to be kind of petite. But if they're just, like, a good, thick, big, you can be thick yourself.
He was big. He was, like,
he was
Rick
big,
Ross.
Big?
Yeah, he was big.
Yeah.
He was big, big.
Yeah. It's hard to do. It's hard to.
And he hollered so. He was well off. Like, he was a well-off dude.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, dude, we can't do nothing. I got a little tummy too. So what we gonna do? Bump tummies?
Yes. Make it work.
No. I always wonder like what big people do in order to like
two big people?
Yes. But then if you like
they lick each other, they use a lot of their mouth. That's gotta be what it is. It's a lot
really?
Of
no, let me tell you.
Let me shut up before I
no, listen. No, we're not offending nobody. I wanna know. Cause I was like watching my 600-pound life, right? And this bitch was
but
pregnant.
Most of them are big, and then they're spouse.
But how do you get pregnant?
They just lay there. It's not hard.
Ashley, are you serious? It is hard.
All you have to do is ejaculate.
Ashley, but you're 600 pounds.
And?
How am I getting up underneath there? Like, that's a lot. Baby, no. No, Ashley.
Where it needs to go,
Ashley.
You just hop on it real quick.
I wonder if they use, like, an apparatus to, like, hold their stomach up, and then you just, like, sit on it.
No, you hold it up for them.
Oh, fuck, no. That's too much work, bitch. I just want Rick Ross to gain a little bit.
Them people.
No, that's not called love, Ashley.
Yeah, if you hold their stomach up for them. And you
did you see that bitch that
get to work?
Did you see that bitch that was on the porch and her nigga was hosting her day?
There was a dude.
He was washing her on the porch, my nigga.
I like that show. Yeah.
My 600-pound life.
Yeah.
And bitch, I'm over here single as fuck.
They all got somebody. That be so crazy.
Always got somebody.
These niggas got wives,
and I'm over here just
boyfriends.
And children.
And can I get
the
a
children be
day?
In there like scrambling eggs for them and shit, and they be in the bed.
Be like 35 eggs, mama. What do you want on it? Oh, put some cheese on them 35 eggs.
Yo, they be having like a whole like 12 eggs with cheese, a whole pack of bacon,
mm-hmm.
Fruit Loops,
bread,
cinnamon buns,
biscuits, grits, all that.
And they don't even
have
to walk.
Have the nerve to have an attitude when you say, I don't think you need to be eating all this. Okay.
And they be like, where's the sweet tea? Oh, no, mama. The doctor said
water.
No sweet tea. You need water. I want my sweet tea.
Or get out of my house. Well, I guess it's sweet tea it is.
So, Ashley, do they get a check for being overweight? Like, because it's a disability?
Yes, I do. A lot of them do, yes.
Oh my gosh.
A lot of times it's because they're okay, so you can get a check if you have, if you're severely underweight.
Really?
Yes, because it's also like mental. Now, if you're under Georgia law, I know this, obesity used to be considered a disability, but they took that out. But what I will say is I have heard of people still getting checks because they were so big. When they were sent to examinations to get x-rays and things done, they weren't able to fit on the machines and things like that. So they were almost kind of forced into giving them disability.
Really? Yeah.
Because it's like, we really can't evaluate you because you can't even fit on the machine to see. We know your knees are hurting because of this excess weight.
That's sad.
But we can't really even see how bad it is.
Yeah, but you can tell, like, that person is the size of a baby elephant. 600 pounds, bitch, that's a baby elephant.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, how do you track? Have you seen the skeletal system?
It kind of goes to show, like, how amazing our bodies are, because
girl,
the fact that you can, everyone's bones are not the same size, but, like, you know, for the most part, our skeletal systems are pretty similar.
Yeah.
So for someone's body to be able to stretch and carry all that weight and still be able to somewhat function, it's amazing how our bodies are. It's still very sad that it even gets to that point. And I always wonder how it even gets there.
It's mental. It's definitely mental.
Because I'll gain like 15 pounds and be like,
I gotta do something.
I can't eat again.
Like right now, I'm thicker than I, you know, intended to be this summer, because, you know, I wanted to have a hot girl summer.
You can have a hot girl fall.
It was warm.
Okay.
I had a warm girl summer because I didn't do, but I think a lot of people promote obesity and they say it's okay to love yourself in the skin that you're in,
and nobody is saying.
But bitch, you know that you are not healthy.
Yeah, it's a difference.
When you are getting, you know, your thighs rubbing together to the point where it's bleeding and, oh God, I just can't.
Yeah, they're trying, like, society is trying their, like, the thing is, self-love is one thing, but to condone or normalize,
that shit ain't normal.
Unhealthy behavior.
Eating a whole pack of bacon, bitch, is not, normal.
Okay. Yeah, that's not okay at all.
Okay, let's get off of fat people, because I feel like somebody's going to get offended. And, you know, that's at the end of the day,
you know, pretty hot and tempting.
Sorry if you're fucking offended, but your ass is fat and you need to get on the track. And I'm just saying, me too, bitch. I need to get my heart rate up.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that now, since I'm not having sex, probably another reason why I am very comfortable.
Right.
I think that
but most men, if they are interested and they're trying to talk to you, they like what they see. Whether you're conscious or self-conscious about it or not, they still like it.
First of all, multiple niggas is still trying to, like,
see, so it's not that bad.
Sniff my panties right now, and okay. I'm just like, I'm ignoring them because I am just not interested.
She says sniff my
panties. I am having a warm girl summer. It's not hot, but I might just, you know, I might make it a hot girl fall.
Okay. Okay.
You know
That's
what I'm
fine.
Saying?
That's fine.
Because, you know, I was talking to my friend, and I told him, I was like, you know, I really, like, I've been, thanks a lot, Ashley, also.
About?
You broke my fucking diet, bitch.
I didn't do that.
Let me tell you what Ashley did. Ashley don't cook no other time, right? The one time, I've never had dinner at this bitch's house. Never. The one time I had dinner at your house, bitch, I'm not supposed to be eating no carbs.
Rice and peas.
You made rice and peas with this bomb-ass chicken. And you know I'm on a diet. Ashley, fuck you. You gotta watch out for your friends, because your friends be trying to sabotage you and shit. And I just told my friend, I just told Remy, I was like, Remy, I said, you know, I want to lose like maybe 5 pounds, because my dress for this wedding I'm going to fits me like a glove.
Uh-huh.
But I don't want to have to wear like no girdle or, you know, right, like Spanx. I just want to, you know, feel free and flowy
how
and
I,
just
how I
wear a
today.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Free. Mm-hmm.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. Free ball it.
Oh, whatever.
It's better that way.
Ashley, you hoochie-fied.
It's just better that way.
Ashley, no.
I mean, it's like constrictive and...
Well, that's you. For me, I like to feel like...
Oh, wow. I'm also not as heavy, top heavy and, you know.
Yeah, because, bitch, you walk around here with no bra and I'm like, ew, I hate you. Ashley, fuck you. But this, the dress, let me tell you something. My mom, I got it delivered to me. And I put it on. I was like, oh, I said, Mom, it looks too small. She was like, try it on. I put it on and it says, whoop.
Perfect.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
No bra. I had no bra on and my girls were sitting.
Okay.
Like they were on.
To your chin, bitch.
They were like on a highway to heaven. Okay. It was, I mean, they were so nice. And I was like, okay, but I still, like, I could tell that there was like a little pudgy here, a little pudgy there.
You lose like 5-10 pounds. You'd be
so good. If I lose, even if I just lost a couple of inches,
mm-hmm.
the dress would look perfect. Mm. So I think that the wedding is in October.
You got a month. Or where is it, in October?
Beginning? It's like towards the end of October.
So you have like 2 months.
So I'm going
to. You can lose 10 pounds in 2 months. Easy. Simple.
I'm going to have to detox, bitch. Like,
it's easy. It's really easy. I remember I lost 16 pounds in 2 weeks.
What the fuck did you do? Crack?
I was, I didn't eat any meat. I was only eating vegetables, whole grains, berries, nuts.
For 2 weeks?
I actually did it for a month, but I'm saying the first 2 weeks I lost 16 pounds.
Really?
So I ate from 6 to 6. Literally after 6, I had nothing, not even water.
What?
No sugar. I only had...
Ashley, I would die. You couldn't even drink water?
Not after 6.
Or what kind of diet was this?
You could do 6 to 6 or 7 to 7. It was based off the Daniel diet.
Oh, the Daniel fast.
It was based off that fast, yeah.
So he couldn't eat. You mean to tell me
Daniel didn't eat meat. So it was berries, nuts, grains, fruit, veggies. That's it. You could eat as much as you want between this 12-hour window. You could eat 30 times if you can, you know, fit within
right,
that.
Right, right.
But once the 6 o'clock or the 7 o'clock, if you do it from 7 to 7, 6 to 6. Once that hits, you have to stop.
Hmm.
And you're, when I tell you I had headache.
Really?
For like the first 5 days, I had a headache every day because my body's used to eating what I want.
Oh, let me tell you about Ashley. Ashley, am I lying? The first argument you had with your boy was because he didn't feed you on time.
Yes. Yes.
Straight cocked up attitude because you didn't get fed on time. Oh, how did you do it, bitch?
I mean...
And you did this for how long? How many?
Oh, this... The
fast.
Just 30 days.
Girl. So I think I can do that.
You don't even need to do it for 30 days. You can do three weeks.
I think I can do that.
Mm-hmm. But literally...
I think I can do 7 to 7.
And the only thing you can drink is water or like herbal tea, but no...
Sugar in
no
it.
No sugar. If you can...
I can drink water with lemon.
You can do water with lemon.
Maybe
no
I
sugar.
Need to do this.
Like not even.
You know what? You know what Remy honey, said.
Not
Remy
even
said
honey or agave. Not even honey or agave.
Oh,
no sugar. Oatmeal, straight oats.
Hell no.
Not Quaker. If you want to have taste, you need to put blueberries or strawberries or something in it to give it.
But like some. Ooh.
It's hard. It's strict, but it works.
Okay.
And you're gonna start shedding quick. I remember when I did it. The guy I was dating at that time. He complained that I was getting too skinny.
Well, you know what's gonna happen? Yeah, I'm gonna lose my ass. That ass gonna go. That's the first thing that goes.
Really?
That ass goes, baby. That ass. Let me tell you about that ass right now, right? That ass, I looked at myself in the mirror just today.
Okay.
And you know that song that Missy Elliott has, Throw It Back?
Hey, uh-huh.
Girl, I start to throw it back, right? Bitch, I turn my cell phone. I said, oh, shit. Look at that ass. Throw it back. It was throwing. And then I started to do it like in a circle. Like in a circle motion. Oh. I said, fuck that bitch begging. Fuck her. Fuck her. Mm-hmm. I got the stallion in the back.
Okay.
But hey. Okay. Whatever, Megan.
I love her. I like her.
I think she's a beautiful woman. I just think that she's a male horse.
A male. Oh, God. Don't talk about Meg.
She's a male horse.
Yeah, a stallion. Fine.
Fine.
She got a nice butt. Her whole body, her body is perfect to me.
Really?
She's 5'10". She's
a fucking stallion. I'm 5'8". What's up?
If I was a dude.
You know what? I think beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Because, you know, I've seen prettier.
Is not like small. Like, she's very, everything about her is natural. And I pray to God that she stays this way. Because I feel like she's given a lot of women a sense of like self-love. Like, love yourself.
I love that. I think I've seen prettier people. But that's just me. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Okay, true.
What everybody might say is beautiful, I might not think is beautiful.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know for the life of me what everybody saw in Cardi B as being a beauty. I thought from the day I saw Cardi B, she looked like a little witch. Especially when she didn't have her teeth done. But you know what? Beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. And you know what I really am excited about? I'm excited about people actually considering brown as beautiful. Mm-hmm. Because for so long, brown was not considered to be beautiful.
Right.
Brown today is being considered beautiful. Now, are we objectifying brown girls? Oh, hell the fuck yeah.
Yeah.
We are sexually objectifying. And I think that that's probably one of the reasons why I have an issue with like city girls, Megan, Nikki, Cardi. It's because you will sit here and we will celebrate these girls who we objectify them on a regular basis, saying that, you know, they're basically, I don't care what nobody says, city girls are selling pussy. City girls selling pussy.
Yeah, I don't really follow them.
And Cardi B and Nicki and Megan, they might not be saying that they're selling vagina, but in the end of the day, they're not getting money from these men and not having sex with them. There's no way you're going to convince me that that's what's really going on in the real world.
That's why I keep my little cat in their mouth.
I'm just saying. In the real world, you are doing something sexual to get gifts, presents, and money from men. Do I condone that? No. If I want to fuck you, I want to fuck you. I don't want money from fucking you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, if we're together and you want to make sure that I'm taken care of and you're treating me right and you're treating me with respect, by all means, let's have it.
Mm-hmm.
But to sit here and say that I'm going to sit on your face and you got to get me a diamond anklet bracelet cash doll, no. It's not.
I can agree with that. Yeah,
but you know, I am so excited that brown girls are being accepted as being beautiful. Objectified? No, miss me with that shit. Not when you have people that are like Missy Elliott, and
I love her.
What's that other big girl? She's on social media a lot. She can rap her ass off. The fat dark skinned girl.
But look how she's dressed. She's dressing just like Megan Thee Stallion and all them and them leotards.
No, not the same girl I'm talking
Which
about.
Which one are you talking about?
This girl that I'm talking about kind of dresses like a boy. Kind of like a Missy Elliott. She kind of dresses like Missy.
I know who you're talking about.
Like did back in the day. And she's not the most attractive person, but her talent speaks for itself. Find out what her name is, because she is the bomb.
My god sister told me about her.
But, you know, we had this conversation earlier today. Missy Elliott was way, way
before her time.
Like, mm-hmm. Music that you hear right now, music make you lose control. Music right. make you, I mean, you automatically want to start popping. You know what I'm saying? So, like, No, I'm tired, and I understand what Jermaine Dupri was saying, but Jermaine Dupri, shut the fuck up and sit down, because at the end of the day, niggas are rapping about the same dumb shit always. They are rapping about money. Fucking bitches, money, and drugs. At the end of the day, that's all y'all rap about. So at the end of the day, that's all that these young girls feel that they can rap about is, you know,
fucking niggas
and taking money,
taking their money.
And I, you know, that's the culture we're in. Until you guys want to start saying that you want to hear real music, that you know, I don't have no time. I zoned out. When I went to South Carolina, I zoned out on Jadenna 85 to Africa. Zoned out. That shit was the bomb. If you don't listen to that, go listen to Jadenna. I zoned out to Missy, even though I didn't hear the whole record. Ari Lennox put me in a mood going through Greenville.
Oh,
Division was the bomb. Daniel Caesar, the fucking bomb.
Love him too.
Brandy even has new music out.
Oh, she does. There's a song she has out with
us. With Daniel Caesar.
Oh, okay. That's right.
It's with Daniel Caesar. So it's kind of like, okay, you guys, we understand that we're talking about two different genres. We're talking about R&B versus hip hop or whatever. But there are some people who are in the hip hop world that can rap their ass off, and we're not giving them no attention because we're down with the fuck shit.
He just sent me a thing on how to clean my Balenciagas.
Oh, Lord. So, guys, I don't know if you know this, but I work for a very prestigious retailer, and I got my girl set up with some his and her Balenciaga shoes.
Tan just said, my friend's Wally's family owns this. Supreme Burger?
Oh, Wally. Yeah. Yeah. So oh, she knows them.
That's such a small world.
Oh, my God. So Taryn knows, knows Wally and everything. Yeah, they're business owners. So that's dope.
Yeah,
guys, I can't stress to you enough. Like, if you haven't watched the Dave Chappelle series, I mean, it was amazing. I think that I think a lot of people who say that they don't follow Dave Chappelle and they don't think that he's funny is because I don't think that they catch on to his dry humor and how it's outside of the box. It's not boxed in like BET Comic View was back in the day. Uh-huh. How comics used to always talk about the same shit too.
I miss Comic View, actually.
I wish they would do something like Comic View all over again.
I would love that.
I would try out for it.
Girl, you think you're going to be on Comic View?
I believe I would shut fucking Comic View down.
I don't know. Like, my friends always tell me I'm, like, so funny. But then I'm like, it's only to y'all. No one else is
funny. Like, I mean, at the end of the day,
y'all gonna get my jokes. Like,
I think, I did it when I was in Boston. Shout out to my girl, Anastasia. I will never forget. So, for the first time in my life, I went to New York by myself.
Okay.
I ended up going to New York, and we planned, like, it was going to be, like, a girl's trip slash nigga trip, because I went there to go see a nigga, too. But,
oh, I remember that. Were you in a hotel with...
Anastasia.
Back to Anastasia.
So, Anastasia and my friend Jessica, we were all supposed to meet... Yeah, weren't you in the hotel with that nigga that...
That we couldn't see their face. I was like, God damn it. Who's she with?
Well, you know, I mean, that's what bitches do.
Yeah. Don't.
We don't advertise who we're in the hotel with.
Right.
Just know that we were put up for a couple of days in a hotel, had room service, vodka on the shelf, champagne, and we went out to eat, and we came back, did what we had to do in order to keep that room for the weekends. You know what I'm saying? But no, everybody fell through. Anna ended up having an asthma attack, could not go. My friend Jessica, on the way to go to like the airport, now, mind you, it's like a 30-minute flight from Boston to New York.
Mm-hmm.
She gets into a car accident in the Uber, and she misses her flight. So I'm in New York by myself, and I was really kind of down, like none of my people could make it. So one day after work, I go down, and there was like this where we worked, it was really like a dope ass place because shout out to BPS. I used to work for Boston Public Schools, but I worked in a department where we did all the bus routing for the children for Boston Public Schools. And downstairs are restaurants and bars. So me and Anna, for my birthday after work, because she was so sad that she couldn't make it, went down, did like, you know, drinks, and they were having like open mic night for comics. And I'm fucked up. Like, you know, I'm, you know, we drinking, you know.
Right.
I'm fucked up.
Right.
It's like, Anna, I think I'm going to do it. Sign me up.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
The best performance was mine.
Shut up.
I promise you. And then one of the comedians who was there, our older white guy, I'll never forget, he goes, after everything was over, he goes, "This was your first time doing it?" I said, "Yep, unfortunately, I embarrassed myself." He said, "No, no, no, no." He said, "You're really good. Like, you definitely need to, you know, do this more often."
Tweak a little bit, but
no, he didn't even say tweak. He said, "You definitely," he said, "I would continue to do this and sign up for more skits so that, you know, if you want to do something improv, you'll have more, you know, things to talk about."
Oh, wow.
But bitch, you're funny.
Wow.
Bitch, you're actually ridiculous. And it was so, I gotta ask Anna for that clip because she recorded it. So I gotta yeah, find that clip.
I need to see it. I need to see it.
Girl, I was talking about everything under the sun.
That would be me. That would be me.
Yeah, we need to do it. Whoever is in charge of BET Comic View, call us.
Okay, I'll do it. I think. I'm scared.
Anyway, guys, so this was the show for today. We're not, you know, taking it too long because literally this is Labor Day and we want to get some more wine in us. We want to, you know, watch. Power was good as shit.
Yeah,
but I need it to be a little bit more climaxy.
Yeah, the first episode
was great. The shit.
Right.
This one was like,
girl, Tommy walked in.
Let me just hit on this real quick before we leave. Before we leave. When Tommy walked up to Angela Valdez's sister and kissed her on the cheek. Bitch, I'm the one who killed your sister.
Traitor. It's a sign of traitor, but.
What in the world?
At the end of the day, though, he knew them growing up. They all went to high school together. So he knew her growing up. So he had his own reasonings for doing what he... Well, he really wasn't even going after her.
He wasn't.
He did want her dead. He did want her dead.
Wanted her dead. He was like, let's kill this bitch.
But
for like...
It was on accident.
It was on accident.
Not that it's okay, but it was on accident. So,
did you see Ghost's face?
Did you see... his stomach.
He was like... And then he asked...
He was like, did you know Tommy was alive?
Yep. So right now he doesn't think that he has anybody. He has no allies anymore.
Everybody's against him at this point.
Okay, so I, you know, at first like the show was just kind of monotone, and then at the end we was like, oh shit, Tommy came up clean as fuck with the bishop collar on, looking. Oh,
he was like this. The nigga.
And then we got badass acting La La Anthony. Oh, Lord.
Why is she trying to tell Tommy what to do? Tommy going to do it.
Somebody she's get like, her off the fucking show.
She's like, don't talk to Tasha. He texts Tasha.
Only Tasha knew that I wanted this Chanel bag, Tommy. And you're like, bitch, go take a seat and have a good day, La La. I'm putting this out in the atmosphere, too. 50. The writers of power.
Apparently that's Trey Songz too.
Trey Songz, y'all kill off Keisha, kill off Trey Songz new song, and put me on the goddamn show.
Don't leave.
Uh-uh.
It's my fault.
Anyway, guys, this was The Dame Truth with your girl, Edith Yolanda. You can follow me on Instagram at Hermosa Cosmetics. Mm-hmm. You can also follow me on Snapchat at Hermosa Cosmetics. And on Facebook. Instagram. Yeah, I said Instagram.
Facebook.
Oh, no. Facebook is Edith Yolanda.
Okay.
Oh, am I drinking? Smoking? Something. What am I doing?
I don't know. I think
how did I mess that up?
I don't know.
It's that chicken and rice you gave me.
It was delicious.
And guys, because Ashley C is such a wonderful, wonderful friend, but a business professional.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to follow her, you can find her on my page. Because I post her up all the time.
Right.
All right, guys. Y'all have a wonderful, wonderful rest of the week. Make sure that you tag us, share us, and most of all, tune in next week to The Dang Truth.
Bye.
See ya.